From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's travel plans under scrutiny. Sudan's former, information minister says the president will absolutely be returning home at the end of an African Union summit today, despite a South African judge's order calling on authorities to stop him from leaving the country. After the International Criminal Court asked South Africa to detain Mr. Bashir for crimes against humanity. Sudanese Foreign Affairs Minister Ibrahim Al-Gandour spoke in Johannesburg.
President Bashir is participating in this summit on an invitation from the AU and a welcoming reception from the government of South Africa. And as you know, that the African Union summit has always been against the ICC and its indictment to African presidents, including President Bashir. President Bashir is here to participate in the summit. He will stay until the end of the summit and leave on the scheduled time.
The ICC has charged Mr. Bashir with war crimes and genocide for sending the army and backing Arab militia to put down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. His efforts left 300,000 dead and 2 million refugees. Most of the victims were civilians. The U.S. military said Sunday it's evaluating whether an airstrike in Libya killed al-Qaeda-linked militant leader Mokhtar Belmokhtar. The U.S. State Department had posted a $5 million reward for Belmokhtar, who they accuse of leading a 2013 terrorist attack on a gas facility in Algeria that killed 37 people, including three Americans. Kurdish militias are closing in on an important Islamic State-held town in Syria near the Turkish border. Retaking Tal Abyad could cut off a transit and supply route for Islamic State fighters. Thousands of Syrian civilians have fled the area ahead of the what is anticipated to be fierce fighting between Kurds and militias. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called today for Yemen's warring sides to observe a humanitarian ceasefire of at least 2 weeks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan that he says should be a time for peace, reflection, and harmony. Mr. Ban spoke in Ivor. His Yemen envoy was due to hold separate meetings with delegations from the exiled government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi and Houthi rebels who control Yemen's government. Former U.S. ambassador to Turkey and Iraq James Jeffrey spoke with VOA about the possibility of success in the Geneva talks.
There is pressure for a solution because, first of all, there is a tremendous humanitarian crisis involving many millions of people in that population, which is somewhere over 20 million, involving both long-standing drought conditions and the disruption caused by the fighting and the bombing.
The Houthis took control of Yemen's government in February, leading Mr. Hadi to flee to Saudi Arabia. Since then, Saudi-led airstrikes against the rebels and their allies have continued in several Yemeni provinces. South Korea reported 16 deaths today in the outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, also known as MERS. There have been 150 cases since May 20th. So far, all of the infections have occurred in medical facilities, and those who have died had pre-existing health conditions such as diabetes. Samsung Hospital in the capital, Seoul, partially suspended operations over the weekend after the deadly virus gained a foothold in the facility. There is no vaccine or cure for MERS, which has a fatality rate of around 35%, according to the World Health Organization. South Korean officials say a North Korean soldier has defected by walking across the heavily guarded demilitarized zone dividing the two countries. Yonhap News Agency reported the incident has raised tensions on both sides of the borders, but there's been no conflict. Most North Koreans defecting to South Korea do so via third countries, first crossing into China and then traveling to countries otherwise in Southeast Asia. Greece has moved another step towards default on this weekend when economic reform talks with international lenders in Brussels collapsed. European finance ministers plan to meet Thursday to discuss whether it's possible for Greece to remain in the eurozone. Greece has until the end of the month to find a way to pay its creditors. It needs the next installment of a $270 billion loan from the IMF and European Central Bank to make those payments. The banks are demanding Greece carry out additional economic reforms, including more pension cuts and tax increases. In U.S. politics, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the son and brother of past U.S. presidents, is set to officially announce his candidacy for the president today, becoming the 11th Republican in the race. Meanwhile, the leading Democratic Party presidential contender, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is campaigning in Iowa, looking to enlist political volunteers in a state that snubbed her. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.